And have you ever been in that position where you see somebody you really care about, you don't really know what to do, especially around this thing called death? I said, well, you know, you remember the other day when we talked about this minus 10 to plus 10 thing I told you about? And she said, oh, yeah, yeah, I've really worked with the kids. It's fabulous. Her kids were the ones that I originally worked with and made the changes in how they liked the food. She said, yeah, it's really great. I said, well, you know, I said, it may sound kind of weird, but if this really is going to be your father's last night, maybe one of the things you need to ask yourself while you're driving to the hospital, instead of like, why is this happening, is if you really know what's going to occur and it's a natural occurrence, maybe you need to ask yourself, what would it take for this to be a level 10 experience in my life and the life of my family? Level 10 may not be exciting. Level 10 is a different quality maybe in this context. Maybe level 10 is meaningful, a really meaningful experience, one that enhances and deepens the richness of life and your appreciation of it. I said, you know, I once had an experience of visiting with a woman who was the mom of a very close friend of mine. And I was asking myself, what could I give her? I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop her dying right now. What could I give her in these final moments or hours? We didn't know which. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great to just polish up her memories? I said, you know, what if you just went tonight and you asked him questions that made him remember great memories? They remembered things, and maybe he didn't even respond, but they just made him smile, made him really think of some of the most joyous moments that you've all shared. Maybe in giving him that gift, you'll have it too. I said, maybe you just need to look into his eyes and say something special. What would you have to say to make this a level 10 experience so that this process of death even could have a quality to it that would be different than if you just went there randomly with fear or went there randomly wondering how you're going to respond, wondering what it's going to mean, and allowing the environment to cause you just to feel pain that may not even improve your life or may make him feel pain just to see it in you. I don't know what's right or wrong. I don't know what's right for you personally. But you do. And I think what you have to decide is, this is going to be a level 10 or 8 or 7 or whatever experience. You need to ask yourself, what conditions must you create in yourself and in this environment for this to be that kind of experience for you? Things you can control. The meaning, by the way, is something you can always control. What is this going to mean to you no matter what? And she smiled and I gave her a hug and she went on out. See, every one of us have a choice in life. We have a choice about how to think and how to feel. If we don't make that choice consciously, we pay a price. And that price is to allow the environment to determine how we feel. Right now, as we travel across this country, I see a tremendous number of people who are living in fear and uncertainty. They have a sense that they're no longer in control, not just about their personal lives, but about the economy as a whole, about the future. People are worried about their businesses and their life and the direction where they're going to stay employed. But you know what? The truth of the matter is you can have a level of 10 experience out of anything. Two men get fired from their job as cartoonists, and there's nobody else at the time who really employs cartoonists. It seems like such a horrible experience, except they decided it was going to be a level 10 experience. They decided since there is no other employment out there for cartoonists, that's a tremendous opportunity. So they go out and start a cartoon firm of their own. Their names are Hannah and Barbera. Today, they're the largest producers of cartoons in the world, and they're doing what they love most. Remember, what something means will be controlled by what you decide for it to mean. Remember that as you look around the environment, what seems horrible to everybody else will be horrible to you too if you just allow everybody else to teach you how to think. If you set a higher standard for yourself, if you decide no matter what happens, I'm going to pull something out of this experience that's going to empower me, that's going to make my life richer and better. And during the process, I'm going to find a way to find some joy or some meaning. If you make that decision and you ask, what's it going to take, and you don't settle for anything but answers that you know will work, that you can control, I can promise you an increased quality of life for the rest of your life, no matter what happens.